Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with the Trump campaign has been the most unifying act we've seen in America for years.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
And right after Bobby Jr. gave support, Tulsi Gabbard followed.
Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you love our country, as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Following this historic political realignment, less than 3 months from the 2024 election, Mark Zuckerberg admits that he censored information on Facebook at the direction of the federal government. It doesn't take a prophet to see what's coming next. The rising action of this story is leading to a massive response, something big enough to suspend the elections.
If they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos, as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, etc. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but, you know, who knows?
4 years ago, Klaus Schwab warned us that a cyber attack is coming that will make COVID pale in comparison to its devastation.
We all know that still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
And just this month, the World Economic Forum posts an article entitled Four Global Risks to Look Out For in the Post-Pandemic Era. The article suggests that no matter what the official outcome of the 2024 elections is, the people will not trust it, and says that democracy has been in decline for 18 consecutive years, and the people are looking for something different. The article cites the WHO, saying that the COVID pandemic was the greatest threat to mental health since the Second World War, and that a new eco-anxiety is likely to escalate as governments fail to transition away from fossil fuels fast enough. The article suggests that 50% of jobs will be wiped away by 2027, and that a violent backlash against AI is inevitable. It warns of an era of unexpected, destabilizing shock events, where a new global extremist group emerges, which may use AI to kick off a new phase of terrorism, such as an intentional cyber pandemic. At InfoWars MD,
you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have quite a show for you this Friday morning. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Forbes.com, band.video. Share those links now. We have a lot of stories to cover. Obviously, politics is going to dominate the show today. The Kamala Harris and Tim Walz interview yesterday was, well, it was exactly what we expected. It was a total and utter disaster, not just for the interviewees, but for the nation as a whole. Also, some interesting new policy announcements from Donald Trump that we'll get into. And a whole lot more. And we'll be joined in the third hour by BX. We're going to talk satanic pedophiles. Yeah. Yeah. And not the elite satanic pedophiles, but the satanic pedophile foot soldiers. It's going to be a crazy interview. She's an independent researcher that she's uncovered some crazy stuff. So stay tuned for that. And of course, the discussion about the Venezuelan migrant takeover of Denver continues to dominate the immigration discussion. But it's not just Denver that's experiencing this. This gang is they're putting down roots all over the United States, courtesy of the Biden-Harris administration's immigration policy. And, of course, the UK and all of that nonsense and World War III with Russia and Israel and, you know, just everything else going horribly wrong because of the deliberate policy of the left-wingers. We'll get into all of that and take your calls throughout the second hour. Stay with us. We'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 30th of August, 2024. U.S. to give Zelensky free hand on deep strikes into Russia. According to Moscow, Washington is prepared to lift its ban on Ukrainian strikes deep inside the Russian territory with the use of U.S.-supplied weapons, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zarova said. Last week, Deputy Press Secretary of the Pentagon Sabrina Singh said that U.S. policy does not allow for Ukraine to conduct counterfires to defend itself from Russia attacks coming over the border region, including Kursk region, where an incursion by Kiev's forces has been ongoing since early August. But on Monday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Washington was aware of Ukrainian leader Zelensky's desire to be allowed to fire weapons such as ATACMS missiles, which have a range of up to 300 kilometers, it's 186 miles, deep into Russia, saying, quote, "We will keep the conversations with Ukrainians going on the issue, but we are going to keep them private." These are extremely serious conclusions that can be drawn from this, according to Russia, saying Ukraine has been given carte blanche for operations in Russian regions. Again, we showed you the story yesterday, but more statements have been made by Lavrov and other Russians telling the American people, your leadership is playing with fire and is now directly or soon to be directly involved in attacks on Russia in a very real way. I saw somebody on X going, when did Congress vote to go to war with Russia? It's like, oh, the same time they voted to go to war with Iraq and Korea and Vietnam. No, Congress hasn't exerted its authority in determining who we go to war with since World War II. So that's not a thing anymore. That doesn't exist. It should, but it doesn't. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris's interview, again, was just a disaster. I mean, even without seeing clips from it, She's gone over a month without giving a single interview, press conference, or public appearance that's unscripted. She finally agreed to one with her lap dog, with her emotional support dog, Tim Walz there, with a friendly interviewer, pre-scripted, pre-taped, and only 18 minutes long. I mean, talk about training wheels. This is, yeah. And it still didn't go well. And it still had a variety of embarrassing and incompetent answers from Kamala. So we'll get to those videos in just a little bit. I mean, it really is pathetic. And it's not just the interview and you know, Trump just embarrassing her relentlessly. We have a bunch of videos of a bunch of Trump supporters embarrassing left-wingers on the news today. We'll go to all those videos later. Meanwhile, Musk slams Brazil judge over Starlink frozen accounts, ex-shutdown threat. Elon Musk's Starlink said Thursday that Brazil's top judge has issued an order that freezes the internet satellite business's finances in the region and in the country and prevents it from conducting financial transactions in Latin America's largest nation. The issue with this is that Starlink is totally unrelated to X. Other than Elon Musk, you know, owning X and Starlink, they don't have anything to do with each other. They have a pretty huge footprint in Brazil. But this is just the arbitrary tyranny of the Brazilian deep state. And we'll get into and remind you again of the fact that they did in Brazil exactly what they did in America. And it was the same people. The U.S. State Department went down to Brazil and instructed them how to steal their own election and then carry out a January 6th sting to round up all of the political dissidents. And they did it just point by point, step by step, exactly like what happened in America with the exact same people running the operation. And this was bragged about in the Financial Times in a very extensive article celebrating this. So we'll remind you of that and look at what tyranny really looks like in the modern world. Meanwhile, in the UK, boy 13 killed in Old Bury stabbing attack, which I think might be the most robotic and humanless way to say this. Boy 13 killed in stabbing attack. Okay, robot. Yeah, a 13-year-old boy has died after being stabbed at a property in Old Bury. A 13-year-old was stabbed at his house in West Midlands. A murder investigation has been launched after police were called. A spokesperson of the police said a 13-year-old was treated by paramedics. However, despite their best efforts, the boy sadly passed away. Gee, I wonder who committed that stabbing. I wonder who it was. I wonder if anything will come from this. No arrests have been made. I'm going to go out on a limb here. It was a Muslim immigrant that stabbed the 13-year-old boy. Prove me wrong. I would love to be wrong about this. But I can tell I'm right because of the very, very sterile way that this story is reported. Boy stabbed, killed, 13 years old at home. No arrests made. More to come. Okay. So they really don't want you getting emotionally invested or just read into at all this event. It's just something that happened. It's just like rain fell on ground, grass wet. Right. It just occurred. No need to think about it or, you know, consider the implications. Just it happened. It's over now. Everyone go home. Finally, we have this. How the migrant crisis drained $150 billion from taxpayers in a single year. $150 billion. Last year, U.S. taxpayers shelled out some $150 billion in government services and support to help the 20 million illegal migrants in the country, according to a study from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, most of the cost being borne by state and local governments. In Massachusetts, Republican leaders say there's a $1 billion hole in the state coffers, and they're accusing the Democrat-controlled government of quietly siphoning off tax dollars to deal with the migrant crisis that they created. $150 billion. To put this in some sort of perspective, the NFL generates $11 billion per year. $11 billion per year. So just I use this example as something that everybody recognizes is sort of ubiquitous during football season. You're constantly seeing people wear jerseys. There's constant commercials being played. Dozens of games every week. Well, maybe not dozens, but it's a nationwide thing. Just imagine everything that goes into the NFL and everything that you don't see, right? Every commercial requires a team of editors and cameramen and lawyers to work on the rights, right? And licensing for the songs. I mean, just think about 1 year of operation for the NFL, all of the commercials, all of the stadiums that have to be maintained year round, all the staff that has to work them for the live shows, all of the camera operators and directors and news trucks and all of the players' salaries and all of the coaches' salaries and all of the medical teams and all of the, it just goes on and on, right? All of the merchandise, all of the beer sales, all of the $10 hot dogs they sell, all of the tickets, all of the streaming, all of the licensing for the television broadcast. Think about everything that goes in to 1 year of the NFL. That's 1/15th of what we've spent on the privilege of having our cities made less safe, Americans being raped, killed, murdered, dying in car crashes, wages undercut, housing prices gone up. It's a very expensive privilege to be taken advantage of, I guess. Another way to put this was a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line high school for thousands of students cost about $150 million to build. And that's on the higher end. And that's, from the ground up, including the property itself and, the computer labs and everything. I mean, you could build 1,000 of those. You could build 1,000 of those. That's 20 per state. Think about the 20 biggest cities in your state all getting a brand new, top-of-the-line, huge, state-of-the-art high school. No, instead, it's gone to housing migrants. And just to remind you of the stat that at least in New York, which you can take as a pretty fair example of the rest of the world, out of the hundreds of thousands of migrants that made it to that city, 2% of them have even applied to work. 2%. 98% of them perfectly happy with having their entire lives paid for by you to the tune of $150 billion in a single year. Just wholesale theft on a scale unimaginable to the human mind, hard to even comprehend how this has gotten this bad. So that's your Daily Dispatch. Okay, we spent the whole show yesterday on the migrant crisis pretty much, and the very disturbing example of Aurora, Colorado, suffering from Denver's sanctuary city policies. So I don't want to spend much more time on that today. However, the Denver police and the Colorado governor and various other liars have come out downplaying this series of events. And in contrast, people on the ground in Aurora, like the mayor of the city and the city council people, have gone on to do interviews confirming that this is, in fact, the reality and it's a gigantic problem. So I do want to go to at least some of these videos. We'll go to clip number 9 first. Denver suburbs experiencing a complete illegal alien gang takeover. This is the city council member sounding the alarm. Let's watch.
Danielle, thank you. We've been hearing about this for quite some time. Residents have shared their concern. We've heard this coming up at city council meetings there. Aurora said we don't have anything to do with this migrant crisis or trying to help because we just don't have the space. The hospitals were overwhelmed. What is it that you're seeing right now as far as this Venezuelan gang taking over now the migrant centers there?
It's unreal. It's unreal. Residents tell me they feel like they are living in a third world country at this point. They are going block by block. They are going apartment complex by apartment complex. They are taking it over. I think the city doesn't really know how to handle it. So the city is burying certain properties that have been taken over by this Trende Aragua gang, burying them with code violations and playing it off as if this is just simply code violations. But this gang, they are marking their territory. They are putting up their gang-related graffiti on the blocks, on the areas that they have taken over. And quite frankly, I have heard too many stories from too many property owners, business owners, and residents to think that this is anything other than a complete gang takeover in parts of our city.
Like, what are you hearing from them? Say the business owners, for example. What have they been experiencing?
Break-ins, violence, kicking doors in. I had one property owner tell me that a tenant literally vanished from their property to this day. They don't know what happened to that tenant. His phone was shut off. They had not collected rent. They went, knocked on the door to get into the unit. The Aurora Police Department had to come let them in that unit, and the whole place was filled with guns, money, and giant barrels of gasoline. I am being told that they are running a black market for gasoline. And again, like I said, to this day, they have no idea what happened to that man, to their tenant.
Just reading through what we know about Cookie Monster, I'm sure you've heard about this local gang leader by now. This is according to the reporting in the New York Post. This person has set up operations with the other gang members there in Aurora. This person allegedly took part in a brutal assault at an apartment complex there in Aurora. In March 2024, was arrested and charged with several felony assault charges, but was bailed out of custody and failed to show up in court. July 2024, just a couple months ago, arrested for allegedly carrying out a shooting at the same apartment where the previous assault occurred. One of your biggest points is, and we've heard this from others, is that Denver initially downplayed the concerns about this gang takeover. Where's the city now on this, and what are they doing about it? I mean, we've heard that the Venezuelan gang had green-lighted their members to attack police when confronted.
That's right. And Denver remains silent on the issue. Our governor remains silent on this issue. But the city of Aurora, we are taking a very different approach. We are trying to expose everything that we can. The Aurora Police Department just formed a gang task force. I have heard of this Cookie Monster and that he is the shot caller for this gang in the area. I have visited many of these properties. One time I stepped out of my vehicle and an alert whistle, this is how they're communicating, by whistling. An alert whistle happened, and I very quickly had to get back in my car. They have people posted all around different properties, up and down different blocks. They're watching. They're communicating. This is no less than a complete gang takeover. I have heard of this Cookie Monster. I have heard he was arrested, and the fact that he is back out on the streets is an epic failure to the people of Aurora and the entire state of Colorado.
I just want to finish up with this morning.
It's absolutely insane. So that's the city councilwoman from Aurora just confirming she's seen with her own eyes the way that this works. But it's not just her. The mayor as well has given interviews confirming that this is in fact the case. Let's go now to clip number 25. Mayor of Aurora, Colorado, just confirmed the Venezuelan illegal migrant gangsters have indeed taken over several apartment buildings. Let's watch.
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there, and somebody funded it. Whether it's federal government or not, we're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. And so they've in fact have kind of pushed out the property management through intimidation, and then collected the rents. We have now, or have had, it is ongoing operations with a task force of local law enforcement, state law enforcement partners, and federal law enforcement partners to root them out. And arrests have been made, but these operations are still ongoing.
With the arrests that have been made, are these confirmed gang-affiliated members?
You know, this is an organized criminal effort, whether it's Trende, Aragua, that remains to be seen, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, if they're, you know, Venezuelan migrants and they're conducting crime in an organized
manner,
they're a problem.
So, okay, so you're able to confirm that this Venezuelan gang has indeed taken over at least some of the buildings. You're saying at least two of the three. And what I just heard from you is you don't know how they ended up there. And you even made a suggestion that they could have been sent there by federal officials, I heard you suggest. So, I mean, do you have any reason to believe that to be the case?
So here's the problem. I think we're a victim of a failed policy at the southern border, because what you have, Venezuela does not cooperate, according to my law enforcement, Venezuela does not cooperate with the United States in sharing criminal histories. You've had a third of the country leave. You've had these massive waves of migrants coming across the border that many of them crossed the border illegally, were arrested, asked for political asylum, were not adequately vetted, were released into the country. The city of Aurora, we did everything we could to quite frankly, keep them out of the city, because it's not our problem. This is a federal problem. This is a problem borne by the federal government. But what I think what we're trying to find out, and what I believe occurred, was that federal agencies worked with some of our local nonprofits and put them there. Now, most of these people are very good people. But there's a criminal element that, from what I understand, what law enforcement has briefed me, that often follows them, intends to exploit them within their own migrant community. And so we believe that is happening now. Now, we're the 51st largest city in America with over 400,000 in population. This is only several apartment complexes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm not going to surrender any part of this city to a criminal element.
With all due respect, it's no longer, I mean, just in the hands of the feds. When you've got, we've heard reports that this gang has green-lighted its members to attack your local police. What are you doing about that, Mayor?
Well, you know, we're aware of that in the Denver metropolitan area, that there are elements of Tren de Aragua here. And so, you know, we're, in terms of how our police operate, the tactics, what they're doing to protect themselves is our number one priority.
So that's the mayor and the city councilwoman confirming firsthand knowledge that this is in fact taking place. They are in fact taking over apartment buildings, and that it was the feds working with local NGOs that helped to coordinate this. It's completely insane. And maybe the most insane thing about it is this. Governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, dismisses migrant gang takeover of apartments as imagination, despite video. Mayor confirming truth. The governor of Colorado is telling you this isn't happening. The mayor of the city says it's happening. The councilwoman says it's happening. The people on the ground say it's happening. The owners of the apartment building say it's happening. There's video of it happening. But you're not supposed to think that it's happening. You're supposed to think it's not happening. It's imagination, according to the governor. Do not believe your lying eyes. Again, we're going to move. We're not going to spend the whole day on this, but this is where we are, folks. They're actually telling you it's not happening. Because it obviously is happening, and it's their fault, but they want the program to continue. So the negative effects have to be concealed. That's the takeover.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Billy Don Harrison, thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys okay. Gotta try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Did you hear? We're going to show you some clips from Kamala Harris's interview yesterday. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz's fun little pre-scripted conversation with the sycophant. You can call it an interview if you want. And then later in this hour, we're going to show you how not only is Kamala Harris being embarrassed by her own appearances in public and in front of the camera, very, very similar to what we saw with Joe Biden. It's dangerous to put these people in public. It's dangerous to have them in a situation where they have to speak and be heard. Just crazy, totally, completely insane. But it's not just her embarrassing herself. Her spokespeople, she's just being embarrassed constantly. Just everybody is dunking on Kamala continuously, and it's hilarious, and we're going to show you those videos. In the second hour, I think I'm going to open up phone calls specifically about Donald Trump's new policy of the government paying for IVF treatments, because I'm completely in favor of this, and I want to know what you think. So we'll do that in the second hour. In the third hour, I'll be joined by BX,
who is an independent researcher on X, discovered some very disturbing things that I feel a responsibility to bring to you. Not that I want to, not that I want to show you some of these things, but they're out there and you need to know about what's going on in the fetid, sordid underworld of American internet culture. Satanic pedophiles abound. But let's focus on the satanic pedophiles at the top of the ticket today. CNN gave an interview to Kamala Harris, who was joined by her running mate slash emotional support dog, Tim Walz, in the first sit-down interview since landing at the top of the Democratic ticket. Like how it's like whether it's Fox saying she landed at the top of the ticket, but even, you know, CNN, these others will say, since she ascended to the ticket, she ascended like an angel. She floated to the top of the ticket. Yeah, since she was appointed to the top of the ticket by the people that actually rule the country. She gave her first interview with the media since rising to the top of the 2024 Democratic presidential ticket, shedding light on President Biden's call announcing he was dropping out of the race, as well as defending her recent policy flip-flops. And a lot of the questions were just as bad as you would expect. With CNN, the CNN anchor Dana Bash, who, by the way, is just a devoted supporter of Kamala Harris. Because, of course, she couldn't even handle this. She could not even handle this interview. It did not go well, folks. And it never does anytime she has to talk. And I actually saw a headline today that was like, Trump's strategy, you know, it's like it's all banking on the hope that the debate goes well. It's like, no, we're just desperate to actually have Kamala Harris have to talk off the cuff. Like, she actually has to put herself out. Like, what we know is that when the debate happens, it's going to be a repeat of the Biden debate. It's going to be a hilarious catastrophe for the Democrats. 100% chance. Okay. So we're very excited for that. And we're desperate for that to come about, because until then, you're going to keep running with the lie that she's super competent and intelligent and well-spoken. So we're just waiting for that illusion to be shattered, just like we had to wait for the illusion of Biden being competent and well-spoken to be shattered. So, yeah, it was bad, folks. Let's go to clip number 13 first. Kamala Harris asked a specific question about what she would do on day one if elected as POTUS. Reminder, she is already vice president. Let's watch.
If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, I think that people are ready for a new way forward.
She's fighting that laugh so hard.
In a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism. I think, sadly, in the last decade,
what is she talking about?
Had in the former president someone who is.
The question was,
really,
what are you going to do day one?
An agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans.
What does this even mean?
Really dividing our nation. And I mean, I think
the question was about your policy on day one.
What would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy.
Oh, opportunity.
I've already laid out a number of proposals in that regard.
Okay.
Which include what we're going to do to bring down the cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families, for example, extending the child tax credit to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life, to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib. There's the work that we're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So there are a number of things.
Give $25,000 to illegal immigrants, we know.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Mm. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, that's an appropriate response. That's a very appropriate response. You actually had to be prompted halfway through the answer. I asked about policy, lady. Hey, lady, I said policy. What policy are you going to? Oh, well, opportunity, obviously. Well, my number one policy is opportunity. My second policy is affordability. Okay, great. No, I okay. Wonderful. I mean, all right. What do we even... Okay. All right. No, that's fine. This is all fine. We'll go down to clip number 14, where actually, you know, decent point was made. You have been vice president for 3.5 years. Why are you acting like you're the change candidate? Let's watch.
My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers.
First-time so
they can
home
just
buyers.
Have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
So you have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. And I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Never happened. We did it. So now, as I travel in the state of Georgia and around our country, the number of seniors that have benefited.
Droopy, the dog sitting next to her.
I was in Nevada recently, a grandmother who showed me her receipts. And before we capped the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, she was paying hundreds of dollars up to thousands of dollars a month.
We played the clip yesterday of Trump announcing the $35 cap on insulin. She's still pretending that was her. Just completely crazy. It's crazy that's the case. Also, what was inflation when you got into office? Like, they're actually celebrating inflation being 3% only because for the first 3 years of their administration, it was significantly higher than that. Not before then. So they cause a problem, and then they celebrate when they lessen the problem.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I don't even want to go to more of these clips from Kamala Harris and Tim Mawley. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. It's just gaslighting, gaslighting to an insane degree. I'll go to one more clip here. With CNN asking a single unexpectedly good question, but in a very, you know, softball way. And it's this, Kamala gives pretty much word for word the same answer that she gave to the last question that we played. I guess they just think you don't have a memory. I really think that they think that Americans don't have memories. Like we don't remember 2020. And it really goes to show what a sophisticated and well-timed operation COVID was. That by first creating the virus in a lab and then releasing it on purpose and then forcing the lockdowns, despite everybody knowing what the consequences would be, they stole the primary talking point of Donald Trump's success as president, the financial economic success that he brought about. And they really just don't think you have a memory. They really think that you don't remember 2020 and when Donald Trump and us and right-wingers across the country we're saying you can't just shut down the world economy over the flu. You're going to collapse everything. Remember, we were accused of putting the economy above human lives. We were told it was a genocidal, the irresponsibility of this, you know, of wanting to keep the economy open. We were practically Hitler. I mean, we were Pol Pot. We were willing to kill everyone for the sake of the delicious money. And it's like, no, you're all just stupid. And this was deliberate. It was a plan. They wanted to destroy the economy. They wanted to destroy the minds of children. This was the purpose. But when you warned about it, when you said that this was not a good idea and that the negative consequences would vastly outweigh whatever positives would come about, you were called a genocidal idiot.
And I guess they forgot. I guess they forgot that that was the case. Let's go to clip number six here. Here's the unexpectedly good question for Kamala Harris. And the only crutch she has to lean on is the fact that Donald Trump, through no fault of his own, was leveled with the attack of COVID-19 and the forcible shutdown of the entire economy, done through dishonest and deceitful means. The Democrats shouldn't pretend Harris is responsible for opening them. The Democrats' COVID amnesia. This is from The Atlantic. Keeping schools closed for so long was a mistake, and the Democrats shouldn't pretend Harris is responsible for opening them. Oh, man. Yeah, they're like, guys, some people have memories, and we really doesn't look good when we gaslight them to their face like this. But Kamala's got no problem doing that. Let's go now to clip number six.
You talked about, you call it the opportunity economy. You are well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability.
Yeah.
One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. Literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why
were they too high in 2020? Were they too high when you got into office, or has all of that happened entirely under your watch? Here's Bidenomics source X's AI Grok. The U.S. government dramatically underestimates the real rate of inflation. The government does this intentionally so they can minimize the cost of living adjustments to Social Security payments. If CPI is faked lower, then government can steal more from Social Security recipients. And it just goes through a number of items, what their prices were when they got into office and what they are now. Things like orange juice going from $2.99 to $4.29, a nearly 50% increase in price. Bananas went from 99 cents to 149, a full 50% increase. Milk is up 50%. Potatoes up 50%. Oh, but don't worry. It's only going up by 3% now. Now it's only going up by 3%, month over month. So sure, it's gone up 50% since they've been in office, but now the rate of the increase is slightly slower. So that's a massive success, according to Kamala Harris. They have nothing. They have absolutely nothing to run on. They have absolutely no argument to make. The only thing they can possibly say is COVID, but they ignore the fact that Donald Trump was being lambasted and dragged over the coals day after day after day for trying to keep the economy open and for prioritizing a properly functioning country over everybody sitting at home starving to death. Crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it really can't be sustained. And it is not going to be sustained. Do we have clip five censored here? We should watch that, because the Great Awakening is on. It's happening. The American people are not falling for this. They have memories longer than 4 years. We remember what the Democrats were doing in 2020. And it was calling you a murderer for saying the economy is going to crash if you do this, and it's totally unnecessary, and you don't need to keep kids out of school, and you don't need to be sending COVID patients into nursing homes to infect the most vulnerable people. So I can only hope that there's more examples like this. Let's go now to clip number five. This is the Great Awakening, and we're going to see more and more of this type of video and this type of sentiment expressed as we get closer and closer to Election Day.
If you would have told me a month ago that I would be voting for Donald Trump in this next election, I would have told you to kindly f*** off. You know what? No. I would have told you to f*** right off. Because absolutely not. I would never vote for him. But you know what? I'm a human. And as humans, we are allowed to grow. We are allowed to evolve. We are allowed to change our opinions. We are allowed to educate ourselves on topics that maybe we're not as versed on as we think that we are. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I realized that I was drastically misinformed before, and I won't let that happen again. So I will be voting for Donald Trump in this next election.
Yeah, good for her. That's all it takes, a little bit of awareness. A little bit of truth shatters the lie. And more people are realizing this. And it's not just Kamala and Tim embarrassing themselves, trying to answer questions. Her surrogates doing the media rounds are not faring any better. Let's go down to clip number 21. Here's one of Kamala Harris's surrogates just flailing, failing utterly to justify why Kamala Harris doesn't even have a policy page on her website. Let's watch.
$540 million raised, $82 million in 1 week.
Will you acknowledge that there's no policy page on her website? And so how do people know
what she really stands for? When did we start caring about policy pages on websites when every time she steps to the podium, she talks about her policy in such a direct way that voters are responding?
Can you tell me what her border policy is?
Oh, she said on day one she would sign the bipartisan border legislation that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump has taken credit for killing
What's her policy on fracking?
She's going to introduce that.
Her anonymous
she's going to introduce
okay, so we don't know.
So her interview tonight, should give her the opportunity to share whatever policy agenda she wants, and as the process goes along, she will continue to do.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing that she doesn't have a policy page on her website. Since when have we cared about the policy of the presidential candidates? The guy's like, forever. What are you talking about? No, this is like a big deal. She doesn't have a coherent policy whatsoever. And she was given an opportunity during the interview, and she completely bungled it because she has no legitimate policy. She is not a real candidate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump Derangement Syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidate.
Independence may not be for everyone. If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
So that was actually posted by Nicole Shanahan, the former vice president candidate with RFK Jr., who has since embraced MAGA and found that MAGA is everything that they said it wasn't. Fantastic stuff. And I like this sort of form of parody video, because whether it's, you know, ads like that or news reports, there's something in the tone. There's something in the sort of standard way that these things are scripted and written that's like highly tailored to put across the an idea of a sense of legitimacy and authority. And I like that. You're kind of hijacked because, like, you know, all these commercial advertising agencies or mainstream media outlets, like, they really have it dialed in. This psychology, it's very, very perfectly tuned to make people think that what they're hearing is true. And so you just hijack that and put your own ideas behind it, and it might make it through the filter of the NPC. So here's another one. Here's another one. Are you tired? Are you struggling with idiots in the White House? Well, there's an option for you. Let's watch.
Are you struggling with idiots in the White House? Tired of endless wars, illegal immigration, and sky-high prices? You're not alone. If you're tired of Kamala's failures, Trump may be right for you. Did you know? Trump is the only president in recent history who didn't start any new wars. That's right. While others have led us into endless conflicts, Trump focused on peace and bringing our troops back home. Remember the days when you could fill up your gas tank without maxing out your credit card? Are you tired of eating cornflakes for dinner because Joe and Kamala's economic policies have made life unaffordable? If you're ready for a change, Trump may be right for you. With just one vote, you can ditch those asshats that have been screwing up our country and help steer us back to prosperity and stability. And remember that border wall? The one they all mocked? Well, it turns out Trump's wall was such a great idea that even Kamala is pushing for a wall now.
Possible side effects may include restoring national pride, boosting the economy, reducing illegal immigration, and more winning than you can handle. Voting Trump is not for everyone, only those ready to put America first.
I love it, folks. America's sick. And the cure is MAGA. I'll show you more on the other side. Trump's come out with some new policy proposals, causing quite the controversy. We're going to take your calls on the topic in the next hour. Stay with us.
Shop. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Yes, the Democrats are they're not doing so well. Basically, their entire strategy at this point is just to deny reality in every aspect. Very blatantly. I mean, you've got the governor of Colorado just literally denying reality. You've got the mayor and city council people and citizens of Aurora, Colorado, saying, hey, these gangs have taken over apartment buildings. We've seen them. We got stories. We got the landlords are saying this. The people in the apartments are saying this. I went there and saw it with my own eyes. And the Colorado governor is saying, that's all in your imagination, actually. Actually, that's all in your imagination. Because if that were to be true, it would mean my policy has been devastating and I should stop it if I cared about the people in my state. But I don't want to do that. So instead, I'm going to say it doesn't exist. Crazy. Completely crazy. Kamala Harris is saying that the economy is amazing. They've done a wonderful job. Inflation is down. Everything's affordable. Insane, right? It's just relentless insanity. It's Trump's fault that the border's open. Kamala wants to build a wall. Despite Trump capping insulin prices at $35, they're taking credit for that too. They have absolutely nothing. And so they're going insane. And seemingly less and less people are falling for this. Like, I can kind of understand if you're so, like, if you didn't pay attention and you just spent 4 years being bombarded with headline after headline. Because we know how it works. Some major headline, Trump, you know, major scandal. And then, like, a month later, there's, like, a reversal. It's like, oh, actually, that story was wrong. They never see the correction. They never see the reversal. So if you spent 4 years just being bombarded with these false headlines about how bad Trump is, and you just think, man, we got to get this guy out. We got to get this guy out. And hey, Joe Biden, he was vice president. He might not be my favorite, but he seems like, you know, the best of a bunch of worse options. I guess I can pull the lever. Like with Biden, I mean, don't get me wrong. We know Biden, we are never for this, but just putting yourself in the mindset of a normie, it kind of makes sense. Will they be willing to cast a vote for Kamala Harris? Like, I get it. You know, I'll hold my nose and vote for Biden because we got to get Trump out. But you're going to hold your nose and vote for Kamala Harris? Like, if you vote for Kamala Harris, you're admitting that you basically want to be ruled by shadows. You want to be ruled by the deep state. Nobody in America thinks Kamala Harris is in charge of anything or should be. So if they vote for Kamala, it's a vote of confidence in the shadowy, permanent government bureaucratic forces that have nearly started two world wars, driven up the cost of absolutely everything, and shattered cohesion and any semblance of national security here in America.
hard to imagine that anybody in this country is willing to vote for her, but I guess that's the illusion they're going with. And again, it's not just Kamala and Tim being ridiculous failures. All of their surrogates are just being made fools of across the mainstream media as well. We just saw the clip of Kamala's spokesperson, surrogate dude, making the argument having policy doesn't actually matter. It's fine. She talks in specifics about her policy, and then you hear the interview, and she's just like, I want to create opportunity, okay? And then even the policies that she does actually enumerate in detail, she's lying about. Like the $25,000 tax credit for new home buyers. That's for first-generation home buyers. Nobody whose parents owned a home will get that $25,000. It is a gift to illegal immigrants, and it's a communistic redistribution scheme to fight the unearned privilege of intergenerational wealth. They're not fooling anybody. Well, they're fooling some people, unfortunately. But they just keep getting called out in all of this. The only other thing they have to go on is, of course, Kamala Harris is popular. Look at how big her rallies are. The rallies are, of course, free concerts of some of the, you know, top musical artists around. Right. And to get a ticket to a concert with one of these musical artists, normally it's like $200 a ticket.
What I really enjoyed was
bribing people.
Oh, yeah. No. Clip 21, where, you know, we played at the end of the last hour, you know, that we've got some guy, you know, responding on behalf of Kamala's campaign. And he had the gall to say that people are reacting to the policies she's bringing up when she speaks. Like, are you insane? He's insane.
Yeah, they're liars. They're just.
You talk about insane gaslighting.
Yeah. No, it is insane gaslighting. Trump was the one that pushed lockdowns and destroyed the economy during COVID. It was his mismanagement. Just headline after headline of Trump being like, we cannot collapse the economy over fear of the flu. And them just like, this just in, Trump wants everyone to die to make some money. Why, as if you don't remember that. Insane gaslighting. They're not having such an easy time on this. First of all, the local media in Georgia may have accidentally, I don't know if it was on purpose, but they sort of blew Kamala Harris's whole cover here with the giant rally crowds that she gets. Yeah, it turns out that the DNC is paying to bus people from all over the state to be there, people that otherwise wouldn't go. You know, Donald Trump can literally show up in a cornfield in the middle of nowhere and people will, you know, take a week off work to walk there if they have to. He can fill up any venue anywhere in the United States at a moment's notice, and then he can do it again the next town over with an entirely new group of people. Kamala Harris has to bus people from an entire state into a city just to pad out her rally. And she has Megan Thee Stallion and lies about Taylor Swift performing to get people to go there. And then they all leave before she gives a speech. Let's go to clip number 15 here. Again, the local media sort of accidentally blowing their whole scheme wide open. Let's watch.
At all. But catch this. It's been since 1992 since a presidential candidate came to Savannah, which was Bill Clinton in the hostess city. Now, at the Endmarket Arena itself, lines stretched around the venue, as I was just telling you, and people started getting here as early this morning for the vice president. But for those a little further away from the hostess city, shuttles to the rally contained a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
I was in Atlanta and I heard that the vice president was going to be in Savannah, so I decided to just kind of beeline over here and check it out.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're busing him in. They bus him in from all over the state. They have to bribe people to come to their rallies. It is. And that's like a Democratic stronghold, right? These big cities in Georgia. Incredible. Clip 22, Scott Jennings was on CNN, and one of my favorite parts about these clips is just watching the faces of the Democrat, you know, talking heads, and they just get so angry. You can just see the anger across their face when people are just like just saying the truth, and they just get so mad, and you can just see this fury building. Not because what's being said is insulting or a lie or anything like that. It's what happens if you're watching a police interrogation and the murderer gets called a murderer. They get really mad. Yeah, because they don't want this being said. They don't want the truth out there. Liars get mad when the lie is exposed. It's not that complicated. Let's go to clip 22 here.
Screen. So at the beginning, when she's talking about Biden and their record, our screen said, this is called the Chyron, the headline at the bottom. It said, Harris stands by Biden administration economic record. She is making it clear that she will embrace and be a continuation of Biden's economic policy, his record, what they've done. She offered no remorse, no regrets, no introspection about anything they've done. She continued to blame inflation on this fantasy price gouging idea. She had no additional thoughts on the economic situation in the country or what they've done beyond just saying, Joe Biden and I have done a great job. Now, if I were the Trump people, I would be salivating over the idea that that's how they are going to run the race. I don't believe it's tenable. I also thought it was interesting that she didn't take any responsibility at the end for telling the American people that Joe Biden was fine and he was strong. Well, we all know that's not true. That's why he's out of the race, and she's still standing by the idea that he was fine and he's strong and that he's fine today. Nobody believes that, and I just think at some point, then why isn't he running?
Because he's too old. Yeah. Point blank. Same reason why Donald Trump probably shouldn't be running, because he's too old and out of touch.
I think most Americans know the truth, and when you're running to be president and you're willing to look them in the face and tell them something they know that you know is not true, it does speak a little bit to your character.
Scott, and curious what you think about this, Axe. Will voters care about that part of it, which is kind of backward-looking, or do they care about
backward-looking?
Well, I think the part of what...
Yeah, why? You're looking backwards at all of these lies. I mean, sure, she lied, but that was yesterday. You just keep moving backwards. We're moving forward with new lies. I mean, Democrats should be embarrassed. This is shameful. It really is shameful. It's insulting to you. It's insulting to your intelligence. And it's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. You just heard a woman contradict herself within 2 seconds, maybe? Where this guy's like, Kamala Harris lied about Joe Biden being capable and cognizant and, you know, sharp as a tack. Nobody believes that. The woman's like, I believe it. Then why isn't he running? Because he's too old. I mean, if you have a double-digit IQ, you shouldn't fall for this stuff. It really isn't that difficult to see through this. Just blatant lying to your face. I believe Joe Biden's competent. Well, then why isn't he running? Because he's not competent. The guy's just like, okay, look, this is crazy. This is just completely crazy. And they're all very mad that he's pointing out the horrible economy that she keeps supporting and the fact that she lied to your face about the competency of Joe Biden, knowingly, willingly, dangerously. Let's go now to clip number 17, where now you have the MSNBC host, Ari Melber, completely losing it, threatening to sue Trump campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski for defamation, for daring to quote him. Let's watch.
Fox News, which has been caught in defamation, ran a false piece, falsely stating that I said something else that I didn't say. So I stand on that. I stand on the New York Times.
So you didn't say... This bandage was a prop, a spectacle from a candidate who's obsessed with spectacles.
Mr. Lynch.
That's fair. A placard for delegates to fill in, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
These aren't Mr. Lewandowski, I did not say that. That is a false quote.
Right here. It's clear.
What you have is a false quote. And if you, I'm putting you on notice, if you continue to repeat falsely that I said that, you will be potentially in a defamation situation. Because I didn't say that.
You said it into a camera.
Working off the internet, which is a lot of false information.
This is what it says.
I wish you luck with that. And Corey Lewandowski, we gave you time.
So you
I appreciate you coming
to the
on.
President for that.
Thank you for joining me. Corey Lewandowski, Trump 2024. And we will be right back.
Hilarious. I mean, just hilarious. Threatening to sue him for defamation for quoting something he said on camera.
Threatening him with a lawsuit live on air.
Yeah. The chutzpah, the balls of these people. The disrespect. I mean, it really is at its core. It's disrespect for the American people. That's what lying is. Just pathetic. And you know, left-wingers watched that and were like, he just destroyed Corey Lewandowski. Ari Felberg, or whatever this guy's name is, just destroys Lewandowski. Lewandowski ran away. It's Ari Melberg, just like, I did not say that. Yes, you did. Here's the clip. Well, whatever. Goodbye. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye. Wow. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You are embarrassing all of us. Stop it. Democrats, cut it out. For the love of God, we're trying to save a country here. And you people are just embarrassingly gullible. And it's shameful, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. And I'm ashamed of you. We'll go to one more clip here. Again, this time just more hyperventilating moral grandstanding from the dear Democrats who just they're astonished, they're appalled at the Trump campaign daring to make a joke, well, to accurately illustrate the sordid, deranged past of Democratic candidates. Clip number two is whatever his name is. Anderson Cooper. Thanks. It's like Vanderbilt, something Vanderbilt. Anderson Cooper saying that Trump he's amplifying ugliness. Okay. And this is really not good. Okay. Let's watch.
President of the United States, who wants to be the next president, is now directly spreading the slogans of the conspiracy cult QAnon, as well as posting a crude, sexist, and misogynistic slur online. Reposting, to be precise, which means he didn't come up with it himself, but liked it so much that he wanted the rest of the world to see it, which is both a gentle introduction and a warning.
Just pause it right there. Here's how I would introduce this. Here's a meme Trump posted. It's a meme. Yeah. Trump posted a meme. It's like, this racist, sexist, appalling warning before you see this. And it was a retweet, which means Trump didn't actually make it, but he wanted everyone to see it. Yeah, he posted a meme, Cooper. We know what posting a meme means. The meme is very funny and true. Let's go back to Mr. Cooper here.
Two QAnon catchphrases, nothing can stop what is coming, which refers to the so-called mass arrests of so-called deep state members, which in the warped world of QAnon is basically anyone who has irked Donald Trump. Another posting shows President and Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and Vice President Harris in prison in orange jumpsuits. Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates presumably there for their advocacy of vaccination.
Well, for their mass murder, yeah.
This is what the former president of the United States chose to rebroadcast to and amplify for his many followers. He did not look at this stuff, chuckle silently to himself, if that's what he would do, and move on. Instead, he wanted to give it the stamp of approval of the 45th and perhaps the 47th president
Donald
of the United
Trump
States.
Donald Trump posted a meme. This
and
just
then
in.
There is this, a photo Cooper, of Kamala Harris
scared.
And Hillary Clinton. The caption, which I'm not going to read out, is demeaning of both women.
I'll read it out. I'll read out the caption, Cooper. I got you. Don't worry about it.
Now, remember, again,
you can pause it. You can pause it. It's a picture of Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton together. And the caption is something like, pretty amazing what a different effect blowjobs had on both of their careers. Anderson Cooper, he's shocked. He's appalled. His delicate sensitivities have been assaulted. This from the party That's like, what's the big deal about a trans woman flashing her tits on the White House lawn? It's pride. It's celebration. What do you mean you don't want the man with a beard in a dress teaching your children how to twerk at age five? These people, I mean, they just flip-flop from just the most deranged, you know, degenerate filth to being absolutely appalled at an off-color joke. The ex-president of the United States retweeting a sordid meme? How dare he? Just shut up. Just shut the hell up. The point is that you choose people to lead the country who do not deserve their position and admittedly got their start by hooking up with the mayor of San Francisco. And again, Willie Brown, God bless him. He's from this older generation of politicians where he was just like, yeah, I dated Kamala Harris and then I appointed her to positions to get her start. So she dated me. I appointed her. That's how it worked. He just came out and said it. So it's not some small thing. It's not some like dirty thing. It's like, no, your party is run by vapid, disgusting, degenerate, line cutting, scheming filth. And we're pointing that out with a little bit of humor and some irony, you know, in there too. But Anderson Cooper is morally outraged by this. Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it's very funny. And yes, Kamala Harris is only where she is right now because she took one for the team, as it were. And Hillary Clinton only got to where she was because she was willing to take a lot for the team. Funny how blowjobs impacted their careers differently. Yeah, they wouldn't be where they were. But Anderson Cooper, he's outraged by this. And how dare Donald Trump retweet a meme? Now, we'll get into what Donald Trump is doing, which is actually putting forward new policies that I find incredibly good. I know some people disagree with me, so I want to take your calls on this topic. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines now. We'll take your calls for the rest of this hour before being joined by BX, independent researcher, who has uncovered some very disturbing things that you need to know about. If you want to call in, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Let's go now to clip number 28. Here's the latest policy announcement from Donald Trump. What do you think about this? Let's watch.
I'm announcing today in a major statement that under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women, IVF treatment. Because we want more babies, to put it very nicely. And for this same reason, we will also allow new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes so that parents that have a beautiful baby will be able. So we're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning.
As am I. Trump says he wants government or insurance to pay for IVF. Criticizes Florida abortion ban. What do you think about IVF and Trump's stance that government should pay for it? I'm for it. I'm completely for it. Some states do it already. What about a nationwide implementation?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Trump says IVF paid for by the government or by insurance companies. I, for one, am in complete favor of this. I think IVF is a miracle. And I mean, there's so many different reasons why fertility is down across the board in America. From, you know, EMF waves, 5G, and just being bathed continuously in radio waves that disrupt your cells and lower sperm count and do a bunch of other damage. Hormonal birth control is a major problem. Women delaying first time getting pregnant for a long time is a major issue. For one thing, well, you know, this needs to be confronted at multiple angles, and the root of this issue is multifaceted. And this is like a Band-Aid. It's not a cure. It doesn't solve the problem, but it does allow people who are unable to have children to have children. And I think that's a good thing, personally, especially since probably half of the people I know around my age have had to use IVF to get pregnant. And you can compare it to something like abortion, where it's like, what would the world be like without abortion? If abortion was outlawed, what would the world be like? Well, probably wouldn't be very different, to be honest. You'd probably have a lot more people on welfare, probably a lot more people born out of wedlock. But for the most part, you would have people, you'd have a lot of date nights ending a little bit differently because people would not take the risk. I think that would be the number one change, would be people would just be safer having sex if they didn't think they could just get an abortion if they get pregnant. And it wouldn't be all that. Maybe you'd have a little bit of a population boom. But I think for the most part, people who get pregnant and get abortions, they just know that abortion's an option and they just use it as birth control pretty much. And in absence of abortion being available, they would use a different type of birth control. I think that would be the general case. If IVF didn't exist, I could just rattle off the number of my friends and family who wouldn't exist right now. It's like, well, instead of having four children under four running around and then chasing the dog in the backyard, this woman would be crying herself to sleep again, like she did for 5 years before IVF helped her to achieve her life's goal. I guess the only argument against this is that you have to create fertilized embryos, and it's uncertain. You can't just create one. You create like multiple, and then you implant one. If it doesn't work, you can choose another. But basically, you create fertilized embryos that then, for the most part, get destroyed. And I don't see that as that big of a deal. I really don't. People act like it's equivalent to abortion, but it's clearly not. It's just definitely not. Right? Abortion is the interruption of an ongoing process of development. That when an egg is fertilized naturally in a woman's body, like it's just from that instant on, it's going. It's the train is rolling down the tracks, and a baby, unless barring some misfortune, a baby is going to be developed. And you interrupt that, and you stop that, and you terminate that process, and that is killing a baby. But a fertilized embryo has to be acted upon. It has to be planted. It has to be treated like it's never going to become a baby unless you act upon it. It's, to me, the equivalent of like sperm, I guess. It's like, yeah, the potential to become a life is there, but without intervention, you're not actually interrupting a development process. You're not actually stopping anything. And at the end of the day, it's a process that starts out with zero lives and ends with one life, a plus one life, plus two lives, which is a positive in my interpretation. And again, I just really don't understand how you can be against this unless, like, you just don't have any friends that are going through this who are, like, trying to get pregnant and can't. And by the way, if you're trying to get pregnant and can't, there's a procedure called HSG. HSG, and what they do is they inject fluid into fallopian tubes, and so then you do like an MRI or you do a scan, and the liquid, the fluid shows up on the scan, and you can see if there's any blockages or any issues. And so it's a way to like determine fertility issues for women, but what it does is it has the effects of clearing out the system. And I know many, many women who had really had a lot of trouble getting pregnant until they have that operation, the HSG, and then they get pregnant like immediately after. So that's just a little tip if you're having trouble getting pregnant. Maybe do the HSG, because I think what happens is, like, if you don't get, like, if you get pregnant young, everything's operational. But if you don't get pregnant until you're like 27, 28, everything kind of seizes up and you have to flush it with the fluid, and then everything works properly. It's kind of gross, but that's the way it works. And, you can avoid IVF, by having that procedure a lot of times. But I want to hear what you think. Let's go to, we'll go to Sean in California. Sean in California, line one, first caller. Go ahead, Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I love that we're all pro-life and everything, but the left have a way of, making IVF kind of backfire on us. I actually, in my own experience, knew of a woman who she would have that process done, and she would carry the embryo. And the embryos, when they were developed, would then be babies adopted out to gay couples. So there's kind of a, it's a good thing for women who do want to have the children, but unfortunately, there's also a form of abuse for it. And I do kind That's of true. Oppose it in this sense. I don't want, someone like a Pete Buttigieg and these far left radicals, if they're going to take a COVID vaccine or mess their bodies up with surgeries or, what have you, do we really want them reproducing or influencing another generation of children? So
no, I agree. I am not in favor of like surrogacy for gay men. I'm not. And like, there's some nuance here, right? Cause while like a fertilized embryo is not equivalent to a fetus in a mother's, belly, gestating naturally, it's not equivalent, but it is also human genetic material. Like it can't just be like, you can't have scientists going, well, it's not a human, so I get to experiment with it. And what if we, start messing with this and changing its DNA and developing babies in test tubes, but they're not human, so we get to treat them like, okay, there's some subtlety here. There's some nuance that has to be considered. So yeah, I think IVF, as I interpret it, or just the way I've been thinking about it, is like, yeah, procedure. It's necessary if a woman has a medical condition or for some other reason is unable to have a baby, it helps her have a baby. I think any other use for it is bizarre and wrong and bad. In the same way that, like, yeah, getting pregnant and having a baby is good, getting pregnant and having a baby for the intention of selling it to somebody is bad. It's not the pregnancy that's bad, it's the intentions with it. But yeah, I'm not in favor of IVF as a alternative to adoption for gay couples. I think that's bizarre and bad and wrong.
Yeah, well, that's something, like I said, it goes on here in Southern California. So, but let's get a little bit lighter, Harrison. Are we going to break yet, or?
We got 15 seconds.
Oh, well, just envision this. Two Indians walk into the bar, Lion Dog and Spread Eagle. Now put up a picture of Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, and there you go.
All right. This is a family show, Sean. We'll be right back.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
About IVF. Let's go to Tim in California. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Yeah, we frequently talked about, you know, whether it's red versus blue or Republican versus Democrat or even good versus evil. But I've always said, no, it's actually creation versus destruction. Right. And even the very first verse in the Bible, God created. So it is creation versus destruction. And my only thought was, is boy, if you ever needed a good dividing line, you guys want to pound the drum about abortion, 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 abortion rights, whatever. Okay, you get it, folks. We'll be on the side of creation and by IVF, and you can be on the side of destroying. How's that?
I completely agree. And you know, the other part of this that I haven't really mentioned is the cost of IVF. I mean, IVF is extremely expensive. It depends on where you are. But, you know, people that I know who have had IVF, I mean, they've had to save up for years to afford it. It can be like $50,000 or more sometimes. And I think it's ridiculous that you have, you know, a young couple who wants to get pregnant, who wants to have babies, having to delay that by years just to afford the procedure that's available and applicable to them. So, you know, states like Massachusetts, you can get IVF paid for by the government. I know because I have family members who only exist because of that program.
Or we'll bring a van to the Democratic National Convention and we'll give you an abortion or a vasectomy for free.
That's the most absurd part is people being like, Trump is now the pro-abortion candidate. And it's like, really? Because he wants to put it back to he says the states have to take care of it. You know, the federal government is just not their prerogative. They've got wars to stop and, you know, immigration to confront. The states can set their own abortion policies and handle it locally. And That's one stance. The other stance is we're providing abortions in the back in an RV. So come on by. Like, come on. I mean, the choices could not be more simple. Thank you for the call, Tim. Dave in Arizona, what do you think about the IVF policy from Donald Trump?
Yeah, I actually would like to take a more federalist, small F approach. I think that that's probably better handled by the state, similar to the abortion issue when the Dobbs case came down. I think the federal government should do big things like protect our borders, which, of course, they're not doing now. They should be the federal backstop for that. So things like Aurora, Colorado don't happen, or the Chaz or Chad, whatever it was called back in 2020, or when they burned cities. So I would be more in favor of a more consistent approach with respect to this, similar to abortion.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting take to it. Yeah, that's I like that. I'm for that. I think that's fine. You know, also I think it's preferable to have, you know, half, like when Trump says we want insurance companies pay for it, I don't know why insurance companies don't. I mean, it's a medical condition that, you know, means that you can't function properly. So like, how is that not covered under insurance? It seems like it should be, but it's not like anywhere. It's I don't know any insurance companies that cover it. Maybe they do, but mine certainly didn't. Thank you for the call, Dave. Interesting. IVF should be left to the states. Go ahead. Rusty in North Carolina. What's your comment on IVF?
Yeah. Hey, Harrison. I think it's right goal, potentially wrong execution. I think he's going in the right direction here, but my concern is, and you just mentioned it a little while ago, IVF is going to become an even bigger cash grab than it is right now. I know a lot of people that have gone to these fertility clinics and they're getting pushed to IVF very prematurely. You know, you mentioned the HSG issue. You know, sometimes you have to beg to even get that approved. A lesser known issue is endometriosis. If there's one thing that I can say that I hope everyone hears is, if you're having issues with fertility, ask your doctor or your OB about endometriosis. It's an issue that no one's really talking about, but if you do your research online, there's a lot of, you know, podcasts, you know, female oriented podcasts where they're talking about this, where they sort out their endometriosis and they have babies within a few months. So that's another thing that a lot of people aren't talking about.
What is I recognize the name. What is endometriosis?
Endometriosis. To be honest, I don't have a ton of background on what it is, but it's something to do with, you know, the eggs won't implant in the uterus appropriately. So like you'll have early miscarriages or you just won't get pregnant. So if you're in that category, which if that happens, generally these clinics are putting you into unexplained infertility, which is one of those frustrating, I guess, diagnoses that you can get, because then they're just shuffling you into IVF, which generally that will fail if you have these underlying issues. But then they'll just try again and again and again, and they're just pumping you for money. So my worry is, instead of pumping individuals for money, which is terrible, they're going to pump the government for money because it's just going to get slushier and slushier.
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, I do think that's the case. I mean, again, IVF, as it's intended, is supposed to kind of be a last-ditch effort. It's like, okay, we've tried everything else. We got to go to IVF. You're not supposed to jump to IVF. And, you know, it's a pretty intense procedure to go through.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like you got to kind of exhaust all of the other options before you get there. And I can see what you're saying, that this would make people want to just jump to it even sooner because they would get paid by the government for doing it. I get that. What I like is that there's a discussion about boosting birth rates. And if IVF is one method, that's great. We have to employ other methods. There has to be other research into the fertility issues and how to combat them, and the poisons and the food and water that are causing this, and the microwave radiation that's causing it, and all these other issues that are all combining to mean that we are dying out as a species, have to be confronted. I think that's a appropriate use of governmental funds, is to try to, you know, continue our existence. And also just knowing the psychological torture that women go through when they can't get pregnant. It really is like an existential crisis for women when they're just like trying for years to get pregnant and they can't. It's very sad, and it doesn't have to be. Thank you very much for that call. Another nuanced take. Let's go to William in Iowa. Go ahead, William. You're on the air about IVF.
Yeah, I'm not really hardline. It's not like a make or break for me, but, you know, fertilization to me is, you know, a representative of like how healthy you are, how healthy your body is, like whether your body can support it. I feel like we're just kind of fighting nature and not really addressing like the root problems. There's a lot of documentation that, you know, if you're healthy, you can stay fertile for many years past what the societal norm like tells you. Mm. Really, that's my opinion. And then like if you can't address your own like health, and maybe if your body can't naturally support it, I mean, are we going against like, you know, general health? Like, I think we should be supporting general health, and we should make sure these people are healthy and can support that, and, you know, make changes in their own life to, but it's not a hard line for me. You know, it's like, if he wants to do it, like I kind of like the other caller said, it's like, I'm kind of more supportive of letting the states, make that decision, or, you know, along that lines, like, I don't think the government should be involved in it, essentially.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I agree. It doesn't solve the root issue by a long shot. And there's a lot of things people can do to try to get pregnant earlier and, you know, tell people about how hard it is to get pregnant once you get a little bit older. I think there's a lot of that's needed. But, you know, it's not a cure all. It's not like it solves problems, like you can ignore everything else and just do IVF. It should be a last case scenario. But again, I just think I just look around at all the kids I know that only exist because of IVF, and I just think, like, is this a bad thing? Is this really a bad thing? No, it's a good thing. And by the way, most of the people I know that have had to do IVF, like, got married young and are extremely healthy and concerned about their health, and like are like hardcore, you know, avoiding microplastics. Like they're intense about that stuff, but they still have trouble getting pregnant. And it's the modern world where we're assaulted on every angle. So it's not like, it's like, well, you should have been more healthy. It's like, no, you can be as healthy as possible and still not get pregnant. I mean, that happens. So we have to make room for that. We're gonna. I'm sorry to Michael in Boston. I was gonna go to you, but we just don't have time. And we're gonna be welcoming BX in studio with us in the next hour. So I'm not gonna be able to take any more calls. But call in next week, and I guarantee I'll go to you first. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Folks.
folks. Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hello, and welcome to my dead man switch. I'm just kidding, kind of. Things have gotten a little bit hot over the past few weeks, and it's come to my attention that there are some really bad people out there who really don't like me. And it would be a shame if something happened to me before I could tell my story about how I stumbled onto a very real satanic pedophile cult known as 764. But first, if you haven't already watched my Where is Jade Parker video, that's a really good place to start. In fact, you need to start there. I made that video back in January as I was wrapping up my investigation into the accelerationist forces that I believed may be provoking mass shootings in specific online communities. To give you a super short TLDR of the Where is Jade video, it explains how I was researching the true cause behind mass shootings when I stumbled upon a major rabbit hole, leading me to a number of online extremist communities that had been infiltrated by a rising terror threat known as accelerationism. And before you start typing angry comments at me, no, we aren't talking about the e-acceleration tech bro stuff. The type of acceleration we're talking about here is a form of violent extremism that works to pit the people of America and their respective political ideologies against each other in an attempt to spread chaos and accelerate societal collapse. Of course, this tactic of division, which is reminiscent of the Operation Gladio era strategy of tension, is already widely used by far greater threats than fringe accelerationist domestic terror cells. But these domestic terror cells have been growing bigger and stronger and getting better at what they do. So, in my opinion, they're worth more than just a fleeting mention in an occasional news story. Jade Parker was a counterterrorism researcher who formerly worked in military intelligence. After doing a lot of research and blowing the whistle on the emerging accelerationist terror threat and trying desperately to get her higher-ups to pay attention to it, she was smeared and ousted from her field by gatekeeping colleagues. She took to Twitter to air her grievances, and she shared a document she called her dead man switch, and she claimed to have used her research to determine the identity of the person who planted the bomb on Capitol Hill on January 5th, the day before the January 6th Capitol riot. Then shortly after that, Jade went dark. Short side note to let y'all know that Jade Parker is alive. I won't go into too many details, but just so you know, she is alive, she's in hiding, and she has a really good reason for wanting to stay that way. One of the accelerationist groups that Jade worked to expose is an obscure satanic neo-Nazi cult called the Order of Nine Angles. And in this video, I'm going to break down that cult's relationship to the satanic pedophilia network 764. Back in January of 2024, the world had become aware of Kyle Spitz after a viral video began circulating on the platform formerly known as Twitter, which I still call Twitter out of sheer stubbornness. In the video, Kyle lay on his bed, a laptop in his lap, when an unkempt middle-aged man lunged into the open doorway.
Blow my brains out.
No! Stop it!
Sue me, I guarantee you, you'll go to jail for life. You're gonna blow my mom. You're gonna blow my mom's brains out? Point that gun at me again.
You just fucking hit me? Did he hit you? Oh my god! You're going.
It was a simple 54-second video offered by many large accounts on Twitter with no context. Salty Cracker, a large YouTube channel, featured a breakdown of the video, which was aptly titled, Family That Looks Like a Bunch of Meth Addicts Shoot Each Other.
Everybody in this household, except for that dog, is fucking stupid. Blammo! Holy shit!
The sudden virality of this short, out-of-context video made sense. It was the perfect length. There was a lot going on. Kyle's provocation of a deranged gunman, leading him to get grazed in the ear by a bullet. The mother with her pants down at her ankles. The all-too-perfect freeze frame of the bullet leaving the barrel. And the blood drops on the floor. But most importantly, the group of influencers who shared it on Twitter and their followers had no shortage of funny comments and memes to make about the situation. Law and Crime Sidebar host Jesse Weber was quick to secure an interview with Kyle Spitz, where he revealed that the shooter was his stepdad, 68-year-old Jeffrey Scott West. After the video ended, the Blount County SWAT team was deployed and a standoff ensued, ultimately ending when West committed suicide inside the house.
That is a video from my guest.
We are joined right now.
You can find her on X at BX underscore on underscore X, BX on Rumble, BX streams on Twitch. Stay with us. We'll be right back to break down the satanic pedophiles. Yeah.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is BX. BX is an independent investigator, streamer, and artist. Her investigations focus on exposing satanic pedophile networks, psyops, and underreported events. You can catch her streams on Twitch, where she deconstructs media narratives and rants about the government. You can follow her on X at BX underscore on underscore X, on Rumble at BX on Rumble, and Twitch at BX streams. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Harrison. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. What a dark rabbit hole you have led me down following some of your research. How did you get started in this, and what has led you to some of the dark corners that I know you've explored online?
Yeah, so it's kind of it's not funny. I say that's kind of funny, but it's like really dark, I guess.
Right.
I started out, I was a competitive shooter for a really long time and a self-defense instructor. And so at one point I was like, you know what, I'm going to start doing this like YouTube and Twitch thing. And we start talking about guns and self-defense. And at some point I started to kind of, get more comfortable looking at the online landscape and seeing all the dangers to kids. And as a mom thinking, oh my gosh, we teach self-defense to kids. We teach kids how to avoid strangers, talking to strangers and getting abducted. But we're really not talking about all of the dangers our kids face online. And so I decided I want to start advocating for online safety awareness because of all of these things happening to our kids. Kind of what I say is, bad guys don't just sit in white vans outside schools anymore. Right. They don't need to. Your kid has a phone, your kid has a computer, and they're targeting your kids, in all kinds of ways that people wouldn't expect, like through Roblox or Minecraft or, games that parents just leave their kids alone to play and they don't realize that their kids are being groomed and exploited in that way.
Yeah, it's really scary. And, it's always stuck with me. Some of the pedophile hunter people like Alex Rosen, they'll say if your kid's on the internet, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're approached by a predator. And some of the numbers he's given me where he's like, yeah, I create a fake profile and within an hour, 20 grown men have messaged me as pretending, when the profile appears like a middle school girl, it's like you've got all these adult men. And obviously, you know, the pedophilia aspect is a huge issue that people need to be aware of. But then what you uncover seems to go even deeper into like really, really creepy stuff. Obviously, we just showed the first 5 minutes of one of your videos that can be found on your X at BX_on_X. You can find this investigation. But I mean, what other than, you know, being, you know, people trying to meet up with your kids, like what other threats online are there that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, so I mean, they're targeting kids for pretty much everything, and you know, Alex Rosen is right. You know, when we started this, really, I started seeing it on Twitch. I started, in fact, I kind of blew the whistle on a really big predator ring operating on Twitch, where they would find these kids who were streaming, and we're talking about kids who are, I'm not talking about like 14, 15. I'm talking about like they look like an 8 or 9 year old
right.
kid. And they'll be streaming unsupervised. I guess parents sometimes just don't realize how easy it is for a kid to just hit go live or go to their friend's house and hit go live, right? And then these guys would just, like, they're really good, like you said, at finding the kids immediately. They right. will find them. And they flood in there and they start trying to get them to do challenges or, like, find ways to message them off platform so that they can exploit them even further. You know, you have that kind of thing, and it's really prolific. And some of that stuff is like, you know, the one that we tracked on Twitch, it ended up targeting, I think, 300,000 kids. It was a Bloomberg expose. Like, you know, people were calling me crazy for the longest time. Like, this is crazy. There's so many of them. And then finally Bloomberg came out with an expose. 300,000 kids targeted on Twitch in a 2-year span. Crazy, wow. right? And this is a more organized network of criminals, like, you know, who are just getting child exploitation content in that way. And so that's a little bit different. But now what we're finding are these, like, little fringe communities of terrorists, basically. I mean, domestic and foreign terrorists who are grooming our kids, not just for, like, really evil sexual exploitation, but also for, you know, trying to get them to become terrorists, to get them to commit terror attacks against the United States and other Western countries, including mass shootings.
So it... Explain that a little bit. Like what have you uncovered, like examples of that? Cause this is always a suspicion. I remember with the Buffalo shooter, guy who shot at people in the supermarket, there was a lot of suspicion around like who he was talking to on Discord and how they were, you know, encouraging him and, you know, whether they had, federal ties and whether this was an operation from the federal government who were sort of using these new platforms to groom people to commit false flag attacks. Is that the type of thing you're talking about?
Actually, it is. In fact, I have an article about the Buffalo shooter that just came out, and I'll be working on part 4 of my mini doc. We'll cover that exclusively. Because, I mean, I know who was grooming him in those chat rooms, because as we're doing this kind of research, we found those people.
Wow.
I remember, you know, and that's kind of, it's kind of funny you say that, because the Buffalo shooting was really the first time that I saw a situation where I stopped and go, hold on, well, who's behind this kid? We're seeing his Discord journal come out. So it's not just like a conspiracy, like who's behind the scenes. Like, no, his Discord diary is saying, I talked to Saint Sandman, and he gave me advice on what kinds of guns to buy. And you're thinking, why is nobody talking about this? Who is this guy? And can we arrest this person so that we, you know, he'll, because it really does seem to me like they're finding these vulnerable, not to, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to like excuse him from anything he did.
Right.
But they really are finding these kids who are vulnerable. They're alone. They're terminally online. They're on 4chan, spurging out, right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
sometimes neurodivergent types of kids are targeted. And so, yeah, I want to figure out who's doing that, because I think if we can stop those people, you know,
yeah.
we might stop this, this, you know, this proliferation. And definitely not saying all mass shooters are like that, but this was definitely a case of that. And so what we ended up discovering over 2 years, we looked into all of this stuff and ultimately found Peyton Gendron, the Buffalo shooter, in this very same satanic pedophile community that we're about to talk about.
Yeah. So tell me about that. You know, when we use the term satanic pedophiles, we, you know, it can be a big swath of people that run our country and other countries around the world. But what you're talking about is like not the upper level. It seems to me like this is like these are like the foot soldier satanic pedophiles.
Yes.
Tell us about it. And again, watching your video, there's a group called 764. Tell us about what this is.
Yeah, so, and you're right. Sometimes when you say, like, satanic pedophile, people tend to close off and be like, all right, this person's crazy. And I noticed that when I started talking about this in, I think, January or so, of course, I'm like, oh, my God, they're satanic pedophile, you know.
Right,
and
right.
People were like, whoa, you need to chill out, right? But then over the course of a few months, mainstream media started to pick up on this. And
yeah.
The Canadian, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put out a PSA just a couple of days ago about this group where they specifically mention occultism. They try to avoid saying Satanism, right? But they'll say occultism or pseudo-satanic or something. But we're seeing mainstream media and even now the world governments come out and acknowledge that this is real. And this is a little bit more specific and fringe than elite, whatever.
Right.
Satanic. Yeah, sure. Probably. Right.
Right.
But this is a very, very specific kind of abuse that's going on. And in my opinion, in all the research that I've done, it's less that they're like a spooky satanic cult where they're like chanting and, you know, doing it, and more of like an aesthetic that they use to scare people and to like incite fear and to give them kind of more control over their victims. Mm. And also in a way discredit people talking about it. I mean,
right.
You know, because as soon as you say, you know, say Satanism, people kind of tend to be like, okay, this person's crazy.
Right.
And that really actually plays out well for them.
That's interesting. Yeah, because you think about, you know, like, it's almost like calling out Satanism's gotten a bad rap because, you know, it's like the satanic panic and all of that was fake. But then you look around today, or even just, you know, like in mainstream popular culture where it's like, we've called these people satanic for a long time. And now they're out there just like dressed up like Satan being like, you know, yes, I worship Satan. Let's all sing a song together. You know, it's like blatant now. It's out in the open. And that's interesting. They're actually using this as a way to discredit people talking about it. I hadn't thought about that. So, yeah, when people are like, but who are you really talking about? It's like, well, when we say satanic pedophiles, we mean the people that want to have sex with children and worship Satan. It's not that complicated.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, and I get a lot of pushback. It's kind of funny. It's like when I first started talking about this, I had like the Church of Satan official Twitter page start flaming me online and quote tweeting me. And I had all these like real emo, actually, that's not what Satanism is. And I'm like, listen, I'm not here to like mince words and like they worship Satan, hail Lucifer. They're drawing upside down pentagrams in blood and trying to summon demons. I don't know what else to call them. Right. If they were like some kind of fringe Christian cult that did something crazy, you know, I'm still going to call them that. It doesn't mean that it reflects all Christians. Just like this doesn't reflect all Satanists, right? There are those Church of Satan kind of modern progressive Satanists that just do it to be edgy or whatever.
Right, edgy atheism, basically.
I'm going to get tons of crap over this later. I know.
You're used to that by now, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I don't want to focus on the satanic part as much because, again, I think that in a lot of cases, there's just a few really bad actors who are kind of pushing that aesthetic onto these groups and trying to get the victims to use this aesthetic. And that's what they're trying to promote. But I think that it's more important to focus on the child abuse part and the extortion part. The reason that I'm not going to stop talking about the satanic aspect is because it's important to identify this group. So this particular group, that's the calling card, right? And so when we're talking to parents about this very real thing, we need to point out that, like, this is the calling card of this group is, you know, the occultist satanic aspects of it. So it's still important to note that that's what this is so that people can identify it when they see it.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's a way of sort of seducing, you know, kids who just are sort of excited by the Satanism. You know, ooh, this sounds dangerous. You know, if you grow up in a Christian household, but you want to be kind of edgy or you're a rebellious teenager and like you're like, ooh, I'm going to do the thing that pisses my parents off. Satanism, that sounds edgy. And so you're pulled in. This is from The Independent. Teenager allegedly involved in satanic group 764 faces terrorism charges. So when was this from? This was April 12th
year. That person, his name in the group was Acid. And he was the one who was sending me a lot of really horrifying death threats for a very long time. And so I was really happy that he was arrested. When he was arrested, he was also discovered to have been planning a murder. So that was happening. And then he was also he was also in possession of this terrorist manual. So, like, they have these basically manuals that are so it's so much more than just child abuse, right? This is also terrorism.
Right.
But some of these specific groups are really geared towards, yeah, we're abusing kids and stuff too. And that's honestly, it's in a way, it's like a perpetuating a cycle of abuse, so that you can extort the kids into doing other things or get them more radicalized or desensitized, so that now you can get them to basically become proxy soldiers against the U.S. And we talked about this, but a lot of these guys who are doing the provoking, like the, you know, the person who was arrested, I guess, a couple of months ago was planning this mass casualty attack in New York. He was actually part of this group, and he lived in Georgia, the country. There's other ones in Ukraine and Romania, Serbia, Eastern Europe. And so we're seeing that's like a hotbed of activity for these people who are trying to basically get kids to go commit terror attacks against the West.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I think you told me about that before we went live. But tell us about the you know, the attempted mass casualty event in New York that they were trying. So they were trying to get American kids. So these are non-American people in Eastern Europe grooming American kids to go out and commit mass violence in America.
Yes. So, and that's actually part three of my mini doc. There is a, you mentioned it on X, but I have a YouTube channel now. You can watch all three of them and the fourth one when that comes out. And it's BX Investigates. That's the YouTube channel. So part three of this was a continuation of the video about 764. And it was about something called the Maniac Murder Cult, or otherwise known as MKU. Now, this guy, his name was Butcher, and he was from overseas trying to provoke people in America to go commit acts of terrorism. And we had actually seen this guy around. So, I mean, I knew of this guy before he was arrested. We were like, that's a bad dude. That's one of these people we've been talking about who's back there provoking mass shootings and trying to extort people and get people to go commit, you know, mass shootings and terror attacks. Well, it turned out that he had been planning a mass casualty attack in New York where he wanted to hand out poison-laced candy to minorities on the streets of New York. And that was his whole, you know, he was actually trying to solicit somebody to do this from Eastern Europe. And the person he was soliciting to do it was an undercover federal agent.
Wow.
Of course they were. And so thankfully, though, they were able to stop this guy because he was a madman. And in this case, you know, you might want to kind of go to a conspiratorial like Fed thing. But in this case, I had actually seen this guy doing this to other people. So I knew that he was like a serious problem.
Right.
And so it was pretty amazing to watch, to see for the first. That's the first time I've ever seen like the FBI actually take action against one of these big, bad, shadowy provocateurs. Which
right.
Was like really a trip.
Yeah, no, that's it's. Wild. And no, there, you know, there's obviously some good people in the FBI, and there are people that are trying sometimes against all odds to actually stop some of this stuff. But that was sort of my question is like, is there an overall plan to this? I mean, is there a greater goal that these people are trying to achieve, or is this just random chaos for chaos sake?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. The goal is rooted in something known as accelerationism.
Right.
We're not talking about the E acceleration tech bro stuff. We're
right.
talking about a theory or like a set of doctrines that basically say that if you sow division within a country, if you destabilize them, if you divide them, if you cause chaos, and if you commit terror attacks and turn people against each other, you can facilitate the collapse of the system, right? They want to destabilize the West. And they're doing a really good job by promoting, by provoking people at, you know, peaceful protests, for example, would be a good example of an accelerationist tactic. Committing a mass shooting and inciting a gun debate would also be another really good, that's another strategy that they use. And so the idea of accelerationism is that you can accelerate the collapse of a country simply by subverting people within it. To do this, they target our youth, and they try to basically make little proxy soldiers within the U.S. They can, and, you know, in the case of Peyton Gendron, some people, I've gotten resistance on this, I guess, but listen, I'm not here. I'm here to tell you the truth as I've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Peyton Gendron was racially motivated. He wanted to go shoot black people in a grocery store. However, that kid, you know, when you look at some of these mass shooters, you know, you start to notice a trend of like, this is just like a normal middle upper class kid from the suburbs. Like, you know, their parents are just like flabbergasted. How did this happen to my kid? It's not like he was like a little, you know, mean racist kid like his whole life. It just like suddenly happened. And it's really a case of them being groomed and indoctrinated and radicalized. Now, the people who are doing that might not be racially motivated. They might be actually focused on just causing chaos in America.
Right, whatever the vulnerability is.
Yeah.
So for that kid, it was racism. So they're like, oh, yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah, racism. But if some other kid is an incel and hates women, they're like, oh, yeah, do that, right?
That's a really big one, yeah. Maybe it's a transgender type of issue, right?
Right.
You could, it's very individualized, the way they're targeting these kids. And so they're finding vulnerable kids in various different subgroups, saying, hey, this kid's screaming racist stuff on 4chan. Probably a good candidate, right?
Right.
And so that's in that way they are really just trying to destroy our country from within and corrupting our youth too.
Yeah.
Same time.
And I mean, in a way, you know, it's overdosing on the black pill, right? It's looking around and going, you know what? There's no saving this country anymore. So the best case scenario is we get it over quick. You end it now so we can rebuild something, because trying to preserve what we used to have is no longer possible. It's sort of just accepting the collapse of all of this as inevitable, and therefore just get it done so we can rebuild again. And that's hugely dangerous. I think it's something that we at InfoWars sort of, whether consciously or not, fight against that and fight against the black pill. And it's not hopeless. We can turn this thing around. You have to actually fight for it and get involved. But it can be very dangerous to just give up hope and, just go, burn it all, right?
Yeah, but
it can feel good to do that.
Collapse, and they have to get worse before they get better. That's the concept that you're talking about, like nihilism and fatalism and the black pill, especially among incels, which is, if you watch part one of my mini doc, I really talk about how I got into all of this, was that I was researching mass shootings and I found out about the incels. And I found other people associated with the government were also studying this concept of accelerationism, and the idea that the mainstream keeps saying, well, it was an incel, well, it was a racially motivated, a white supremacist. But they're not actually talking about the fact that there are these people within these communities who are just speaking to their audience, right? Oh, let's say that it's the same person who groomed the white supremacist is also in the incel community saying, hey, you know what? Like, society has failed you, and the only way to make it any better is to just go and kill the people you hate. Just go kill women, right?
Yeah.
And so they really target their specific communities. And so for them, it's not as much about an ideology. They're just using that ideology of their target audience.
Right. And like you point out, they would be, equally happy telling a transgender person to go, commit murder. So is it a right wing or left wing thing? Is this a phenomenon that it crosses all these?
I would say in a lot of cases, what we're looking at is a third positionist kind of situation where they're neither right nor left. A lot of times they're, fascist, right?
Yeah.
And I say that word in the most specific sense imaginable, okay? Because I get another... if the Satanists get triggered when I say Satanism, then the right wing gets triggered when I say it like neo-Nazi or fascism or something. But I mean these things in the most specific term.
Right. Because we're used to these terms just being thrown around,
right.
and sort of having a knee-jerk reaction of like they call Trump supporters fascists. So
exactly.
Stop calling us fascists. Yeah.
We're talking about people who want to overthrow the United States government and install a fascist regime. Right.
Right.
Like these people are not. They're not patriots.
Right.
They're terrorists. And the same thing with neo-Nazis, right? I get, the satanic pedophile neo-Nazis. Yes, they are national socialists. They praise Hitler and want to, reinstall what he started. And they want to, genocide ethnic groups. So this is very specific. I get national socialists in my ear, too. Well, we're not all pedophiles. Hey. I get attacked by the worst people.
If you're ever making the argument we're not all pedophiles, you might want to find out who else you're hanging out with. But so much of this rings true because I've noticed this personally, like the shooter from Uvalde. I think it was the shooter from Uvalde. Mm-hmm. People were trying to paint him as a Nazi because he was, had things praising Hitler. But it's like, no, this dude just like, he was just like, oh, Hitler's the most evil and I love evil. So I love Hitler because evil good. It's just, it's not ideological as much as it is just nihilistic love of destruction, love of chaos and death. It's a real spiritual sickness that you're uncovering here. And it gets very disturbing. We start talking about federal agents that have tried to stop this and have gone missing. And I want to talk to you about that on the other side. Stay with us, folks. We're just barely scratching the surface with my guest, BX, BX underscore on underscore X, Rumble BX on Twitch at BX Streams, and on YouTube at BX Investigates.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The internet. I don't know if you know this, folks. The internet is a sordid place. It can be very disturbing. Luckily, we don't have to delve in there ourselves. We have BX to do it for us. BX can be found on X at BX underscore on underscore X. She's on Rumble at BX on Rumble, on Twitch at BX Streams. And you can go to YouTube and search BX Investigates. And there you can find the first three parts of her multi-part documentary laying out the investigation she's done onto some of the satanic pedophile terrorist rings operating pretty much out in the open, right? I mean,
They're not hiding.
I was going to ask, do they try to hide themselves, or is this all just, you know, you could find it if you just go out and look?
Can find it if you go out and look and you know where to look. Okay. That, you know, how we found this was from the Kyle Spitz stuff. We knew that they existed before, but then once that Kyle Spitz, that video you played at the beginning, with the viral one where the stepdad shoots him in the ear.
Oh my God, yeah.
When we found out that that was linked to 764, that's when the whole, basically the landscape opened up to us, because we were able to find like all of his friends, all of his networks and his Telegram channels. And so that's when things really, really opened up. But they're definitely not hiding. Now, when you start talking about them and making, and like in this kind of capacity, yeah, they get a little mad. They get angry. They get a little stabby, and they start to threaten to kill you a lot. So they don't like, they don't like the publicity we're giving them. Which just, you know, means we should keep it up, because people need to go away.
And, but it's not sort of your old school, like, secret society where you have to, like, become a member and take an oath and then they reveal to you. It's all just, like, they publish it.
The majority of them are young. Some of them as young as 13 years old, I've seen. You know, and then there's also adults in the room. There's been adults as old as 47 connected to this ring. So it's all age groups, but a lot of them are literally just kids trying to be edgy. Mm-hmm. So in that way, they, of course, they're stupid, and they boast about it online, and they want to be seen, and they want to be seen as these big, edgy, spooky figures. And so, they're all out there.
Man, it really is disturbing. And one of the most disturbing things that I saw in your research was that there was a woman who was in the federal government trying to investigate this. And was she stopped from investigating this, or she basically disappeared? Like, she was there. She was trying to get the word out about the danger of these organizations and what they're up to. And then she just vanished largely.
Yeah. So that, you're talking about Jade Parker. That's the very first video in my series, kind of talks about how I found this whole thing, which was by, like I said, looking into the incel community. And then I found out that there was another woman who was also looking into the exact same things that I was. And her name was Jade Parker. And she had been trying to sound the alarm bells about accelerationism and how that's our number one terror threat. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but I later found out that this was a she worked for JSOC. So she was a military intelligence analyst.
Wow.
And she was she had done a lot of work, cyber warfare against ISIS kind of stuff. So she knew what she was talking about. She's a very smart lady. And she had identified this accelerationist threat, identified all of the driving forces behind it, and tried to escalate it to intelligence agencies and to, you know, law enforcement authorities, say, this is really important. We need to get information out on this. So at that point, I guess, like all of her other little colleagues in the countering violent extremism communities, right, which are, it's a collection of people who are both federal government and like NGOs and stuff, right? They kind of took that and spun it as right-wing extremism. Mm. And I got the feeling from Jade Parker that she didn't really like that, because this isn't right-wing extremism. This is something else. This could be used by the left. It could be used by the right. And it's most frequently used by, like, this third position, right?
Right.
So she was kind of pushing back and saying, no, this isn't an ideology. This isn't just something that white supremacists do. This is a set of tactics that could be used not just by, you know, white supremacists in America, but by our foreign enemies, right? Our foreign enemies and foreign governments could also be using tactics of accelerationism to attack us. So this is very important stuff, national security level stuff.
Yeah, and it kind of it sounds like almost a corollary to like the Cloward-Piven strategy of, you know, just put too much burden on the government, collapse the system to convince people that this old system with capitalism and
exactly,
you know, free and rights, that wasn't sustainable, that collapsed. So now we have to have something new.
Yeah.
So this really is a it's a set of tactics that's used across ideologies. And but then she was so what happened to her? She tried to bring this forward. She tried to tell people about this. And, you know, obviously their strategy is to associate this with what they keep referring to as MAGA extremism. And basically the implication is, like, if you vote for Trump, you therefore are one of these terrorists, which is totally irresponsible, obviously, for the authorities in our government to be purporting that type of rhetoric. But so what happened to this woman who was trying to actually identify what the real threat was of accelerationism?
Well, she had what I would call, I guess. So first of all, I would say that her colleagues basically kind of stole her work and then tried to reframe it. And when she pushed back on that, it seemed to me like what happened is they kind of ganged up on her and then basically gaslit her and told her she was crazy and told everybody else she was crazy and no one should listen to her, and harassed her until she eventually had to basically flee the scene. And basically she got harassed out of her own body of work, which, of course, I'm not coming from a place of being a counter violent extremism expert. But to me, like, the things she was saying were like, yes, this is exactly what is happening. This is exactly what I've been seeing. And since making that video, I've had tons of people comment and say, this makes so much sense. Like, what she's saying actually makes so much sense. And it just, like, ties everything together that we've been seeing. So I think that intuitively what she's saying made sense to me, which is why I do think that she was basically ousted, because she wasn't going along with that same kind of framework that they wanted her to go along with.
See, but that just, you know, the obvious conclusion for me is like, okay, these people know what's going on and are engaged in a cover up of it. I mean, if you're, you know, driving out and ostracizing the person covering this, I mean, you either want this to continue, or maybe you're in on it and, have some ulterior motive, which is very concerning. That's our federal government doing that. I mean, do you think it's purely political? They're just so obsessed with, like, getting MAGA people that they're willing to allow this terrorism to go on unabated, or are they involved in this and helping to cover up?
So, you know, I think that, you know, I'm sure it's a mixed bag, because this is a huge community of different varied people, right? From people all the way from, like, Department of Homeland Security all the way to, NGOs and people who run, like, nonprofit anti-hate orgs and stuff, right? But as far as like Jade goes, or Jade's colleagues go, I think a lot of them really are just kind of blinded by bias. Right. I think they believe what they're pushing out there, and they don't want to believe that it's not all right-wing extremism. They don't. It's almost like it's a cognitive dissonance, right, where they don't want to admit that they could be wrong about it. That's just my perspective. I think. And I tend to be a lot more generous than some, right?
You're more generous than me. Yeah, I'm a little bit more suspicious about the feds.
I'm sure there are those people who are doing it for totally political reasons, for sure. But I think that a lot of her colleagues are really just these types of people who believe so strongly that what they're doing is, like, you know, the right thing for the country, that they ignore the facts that are right in front of them, even when they completely contradict what they're saying and pose a big risk. Like, if we just ignore this, what's going to happen? We're going to keep having mass shootings. We're going to keep having division. We're going to keep having these child abuse networks pop up. And it's so much deeper than I think even her colleagues realized.
Wow. And of course, we know, because we've reported on it many times over the last couple of years, the way that the FBI is dedicating just endless resources, and the DHS, that they're all just dedicating endless resources to combating right-wing extremism, to the point that they're, like, shutting down entire divisions who are going after pedophiles online. They're like, no, you don't do that anymore. Now you're going after the domestic extremists, even though, you know, they don't really exist to the degree that we say. It's crazy, folks, and it only gets crazier. We'll be back on the other side with BX to talk about the group 764 that's sort of at the heart of all of this. It's an international group. It seems like it's centered here in America, and this is where most of their activity is taking place. So stay with us. BX on YouTube at BX Investigates. You can see the documentary.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, this is our final segment with my guest in studio, BX. BX is her name. I always repeat this over and over because no matter how many times I say it, I'll still have people on Twitter going, "Who was that again?" I'll tell you one more time. Write it down, folks. BX underscore on underscore X is her X account name. You can follow her on Rumble, BX on Rumble, Twitch, BX Streams, and on YouTube, you can search BX Investigates, and you can find her series there and her ongoing multi-part documentary. And I have friends that are big fans of you, and they're texting me here, and I asked them if they had any questions, and he gave me a really good one. He said, "What do you say to the listeners that are tuned in right now that do think collapse is inevitable? And go, yeah, accelerationism. This sounds like a good plan. We're never saving this. Let's do it." I mean, what do you say to the ideology of accelerationism?
Yeah, I strongly disagree. We could have a talk about that from a different perspective. There's lots of different types of accelerationism, right? There's like the Nick Land type of accelerationism. There's the E accelerationist movement. But this type of accelerationism is what more specifically we call militant accelerationism. It's a violent form of uprising, and it's it basically advocates for indiscriminate violence against minorities or children, just in anything that will hurt our country, right? And so obviously I think that hopefully all of your listeners can agree that violent extremism against innocent people is wrong.
I would hope so.
That's what these guys are after. I don't really want to get into the other stuff, which I still fundamentally disagree with. I think we can still fix our country. I'm not a collapsitarian of any sort.
I've never heard that. That's good.
But, you know, specifically these people, we need to be rallying against their ideology, because their idea is to hurt people to get their way. And right. That's not what America's about.
And it's also just a dumb plan. Like, you know, you just think about the shooter in New Zealand. I mean, he had that whole whatever, you know, essay that he wrote where his whole thing was like, oh, this is going to wake people up and this is going to, and it's like, okay, what happened? Greater gun control. Everything that you thought you were fighting against got worse. Like, you're dumb. You're dumb if you think this is going to be successful at all in any way ever. You're only giving power to the people that you think you're fighting against. So it's just a stupid tactic in general, right?
I mean, say that because, like, so I've had the privilege of talking to some of these violent extremists, like, right, cordially, and just because I want to get into their heads and be like, well, what do you want to do after collapse? It's like, step one, collapse. Step three, woohoo, a profit. What's step two, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have, like, eco-fascists and neo-Nazis and these anarchists, right, and all these different people who are vying for, you know, they want to install their fascist regime in the smoldering ashes of the West. Is it just going to be like a Mad Max Thunderdome fight between various fascist regimes? Like, who's going to win? And, like, what are you going to do after the collapse? It's, like, something they can't answer. They don't know.
So it's sort of a utopian vision, right? It's just like, oh, no, trust us. It'll all be great as soon as the collapse comes. That's totally wild. So tell us about this group 764, because we've mentioned it a few times, but give people some context here. It's, you know, a lot of what we've talked about already is centered around this group. But is this, like, the main group? Is it the biggest group? Is it a... What is 764?
So 764 is it's just one subgroup of a network of groups connected to a much larger online cyber criminal community known as Calm. So Calm is like just a big network of cyber criminals that do everything from hacking, swatting. We talked about, like, so these are the guys who are swatting Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tim Pool and stuff, right? These people who are connected to this group of extortionists. There's people who do extortion. There's people who do child abuse and pedophiles. There's animal abuse aspects of this. Pretty much everything you can imagine happening on the dark web can somehow be connected to this group in some way or another. So this group has spawned some really nasty, I guess you call them, like, subgroups or splinter factions, right? And one of those is the 764 Child Predator Network. It goes by a lot of names, so there's more than one group in this network. There's other ones, like there's one called CVLT, Harm Nation, Leak Society. So there's a bunch of different names, but we call it 764 because what I just said is kind of a mouthful and it's hard to explain.
Right,
to people.
Right.
So we call it the 764 Network, which really specifically refers to a group of people who are trying to prey on kids, groom them, sexually exploit them, and extort them into producing more and more and more harmful content, to become abusers themselves.
That's so creepy. And again, are they just getting their kicks for this? I mean, is this just fun for them? It's like a game they're playing?
So I've read a lot of criminal complaints because there's been at least a dozen arrests in this group so far. A lot of them, I've noticed a pattern of them having messages to their victims that just, where they say, why are you doing this to me? And they'll just say, because I want to, because I get satisfaction out of it.
Right.
So there is a lot of these people are just really, really, really sick. And there was a criminal complaint I just read, I think, the other day, which was the first one I had actually read that gave such a clear picture of what they're doing to these kids. It's a really good example. It's really, really disturbing. But there was a guy who was arrested. He went by the name Reaper. He owned a Discord server called Purgatory, where he would, exploit kids. He was 26. So he was an adult. He met his, 13 or 14-year-old victim on Instagram. And, the first thing he did was kind of groom her and get her to send him explicit photos. And then after that, he started demanding more things from her and holding those photos over her head, right? Like, It's called sextortion.
Right.
So, like, I'm going to send this to your parents, your friends, everyone at your school if you don't continue to give me more stuff. And so his demands, then what they do is they find where these kids live. And they say, I'm going to come murder your whole family, or I'm going to SWAT you. I'm going to call social services on you. And the things he was asking of her were, the biggest thing we see this group do is having victims cut their bodies in various satanic symbols or with their abuser's name, mark themselves with their abuser's name. So we see kids cut themselves on camera for these people, kill their pets, do increasingly disturbing stuff all the way up to committing suicide on camera.
Oh, my God. It's completely crazy. And, it's not... It's not like we want to bring you this information, but like you got to know and you got to be aware of this, especially for parents. So for people that are hearing this, I mean, obviously the instruction's always the same, right? It's like monitor your kids on the internet. For the love of God, people, do not give your kids unfettered access to the internet. I mean, it's insane to me that people will do that. I mean, they'll just give their 4-year-old kid an iPad and just go have fun. And it's like you have no idea what they're being introduced to. So other than just like watching what your kids are doing as a bare minimum. I mean, what else can people do about this?
You know, I say this all the time. I was a firearms instructor for a really long time. And, I'd always get those people who go, why do I need to teach my kids about gun safety? Because we don't have guns here, right? But your house isn't the only place your kid could encounter a gun.
Right.
Kid could encounter a gun anywhere. And they need to know what to do in that situation, right? Which in the case of kids, it's not like... If it's clear, it's leave the area, call an adult,
right?
Stop, don't touch, leave the area, call an adult. So that kind of stuff we teach our kids from a very early age, even before they're old enough to handle a gun.
Right.
And in this case, it's the same thing. We need to be talking to our kids about these dangers online at an age appropriate level. Like I always say, I always kind of joke about it. This is kind of funny, but like I took it too far with my kid because like she knows like mommy takes down bad guys online. Right.
Right. Right.
But I think that I took it too far. And now like instead of being scared of monsters, she's like, are there bad guys under my bed? And
I'm like, no,
get too far. So maybe don't like scare your kids to the point that I did. Right. Because she's only 7. She doesn't she doesn't need to know all of the specifics, but to her, like the first thing I said was like, people don't always look like bad guys. Like I've showed her pictures of some of these people and she'll say, he doesn't look like a bad guy. The first thing she says, and it's like, well, the lesson here is that like anyone can be a bad guy. They can look like anyone. Then as they get older, right, then you really do need to start talking to them about the grooming methods they use and talking to them honestly and bluntly about what these people are trying to do so that they can watch out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the kids, or I'd say almost all of the kids have in common, it's not that their parents aren't around. I've had some situations where their parents are great. They have 3 well-adjusted kids, but one of them just got into like a little funk and went on to some weird online community and just hid all of it from their parents. So, but I think what all of them do have in common is that they didn't know. They didn't know what these people do and how they operate. So the more we can teach our kids as they get to the age like 13, 14, they're old enough to, I guess, hear about some of these awful things and know that these people are not their friends, because when they're grooming them, they're really trying to, oh, nobody understands you. Your parents don't understand you. Friends, oh, you're so isolated, but I love you and I'll validate you, right? They love
classic
mama like
programming,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you need to teach your kids to look out for stuff like that and show them the ugly truth about what that can lead to.
Yeah. And let them know that it's never too late to reverse course. Wow. Incredible stuff. I wish we had longer to talk about this. You got to follow my guest BX on X at BX _on_X on Rumble at BX on Rumble. Twitch is BX Streams, and you can watch her multi-part documentary series on YouTube. Just search BX Investigates. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you stay safe and sane doing the research that you do in the future.
It's a struggle. I do art also, if you wanted to go check out my artwork.
Follow her on X, folks. Stay tuned. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil. gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.